Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. About this time every year, I hear a lot of conversations and see numerous signs advertising hay and straw for sale. And, you know, a lot of people think they're the same thing.
Well, they're not, Tony. Both have a very different purpose. But they're both tied to Texas agriculture. You'll find that hay is grown and used for a nutritional food source for livestock, while straw is often baled for bedding for livestock and sometimes used for things like, you know, erosion control. Generally speaking, straw has very little nutritional value and is often the byproduct of various grain crops. It comes from crops like wheat, barley, oats, and other things like that.
So we have the straw. What do we use it for?
There's a lot of uses for it, Tony, but I'll just stick to a few for today. One use, I said, is bedding for livestock. Depending on what part of the state animals are in and the weather, straw can come in handy. You know, I use it to bed down my little roping calves in the wintertime. There are other ways to put it to use, too, and it can be used as an energy source. By burning the straw, you can generate power. If you're a home gardener, you might want to pay attention. Straw could be your best new friend.
So how's it come in handy at that garden?
Well, some folks will use straw in their vegetable gardens. Remember earlier in the week we talked about how being a good time to get that fall garden going? Straw is definitely something to look at. It can do wonders to help protect your crops, especially from colder months. It can also be used for composting, for mulch, and even in place of traditional dirt. Tony, hay and straw are two products that come directly out of Texas agriculture.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.